This was a back and forth affair, a pretty crazy seesaw battle between the two teams.
Yeah, it was, man. It was back and forth, just like you said. We just had to go out there, you know, as an offense late in that game and drive down there and get a score, man. And so my hat's off to Derek Carr and that offense for doing a great job of getting this victory for us.
What's the difference between him from last year to this year? It seems like he has a lot more confidence, even also after the interception, the ability to bounce back. I think that was something that's there now that wasn't there, say, last year.
Well, I think he's just comfortable in the offense. You know, he's comfortable in what he's doing. I think he really, has confidence in the guys that are around him. You know, they brought in some new weapons for him with Amari and Crabtree, and you got Latavius back there, and thought the offensive line did a great job today. So I think not only the confidence that he has in himself, but he has great confidence in the guys that are around him.
I know that this is an organization that you're very close to, with this being your second stint back here, and a win like this, I know you won't, every win is big, but it seems like this could be the kind of win that could kind of propel the next step forward for a division that, while the Broncos did beat Kansas City on Thursday night, it's a division that can be looked at as wide open.
Yeah, you need these kind of wins, man, and you need them early. My first couple of years back here, you know, we weren't able to get any wins like this early in the season, and then, you know, the losses, you know, they mount up on you. So this is a win that we'll take. You know, there's still a lot for us to do that we can do better. But we're going to take this win and just try to build on it and try to continue to grind out wins like we did today. Today was a tough game. But in a couple of years past, we weren't able to grind these wins out in the past and late in the game. So we're going to continue to try to build on that and do it again next week.
Charles Woodson with us on Yahoo Sports Radio. Interesting, Charles, you came in off of a career high in tackles and you dislocated your shoulder. How the heck were you even on the field today, man?
I don't know, man. You know, once I just told the guys around here, once they, you know, popped my shoulder back in place last Sunday, I was already preparing to play. I just felt like I was going to be able to go out there and get it done as long as I have, you know, had the proper, you know, safeguards in place, you know, wearing the harness that I wore today. I was prepared to go out there and play. So I never at one point intended on missing this week.
Were you pain-free, or was there some pain tolerance you had to kind of take in there?
No, it was just more cumbersome than anything. You know, it's kind of restrictive a little bit. You know, it's a little tight. You know, it goes around my body, so it kind of, you know, takes the wind out of you a little bit. But other than that, it came out of the game pretty good.
And you guys come into a matchup where you have to go west to take on the Cleveland Browns, who got a big victory today over Tennessee, and Johnny Manziel looked very, very good. And I'm sure you're kind of licking your chops right now to get a young quarterback in there, especially if he's the one who ends up playing and not McCown, because Cleveland, you can exploit some mistakes there with that offense.
Well, what we got to do is concentrate on is being a team that can win on the road. You know, we haven't won any games on the road, last couple of years, and so that's been a big Achilles heel for us. We've been able to get a couple wins at home, but you know, going on the road not been kind to us. So it'll be a big deal for us to be able to travel, you know, and travel a good distance, and try to go out there and win one, you know, on the other side of the country.